Good morning, good people. This is your host, Marcus Minepo. And today I'll be alone in this podcast. So, yeah, man, let's talk about what's been happening in South African hip-hop and international hip-hop. Especially looking at, you know, the American hip-hop because, it's, you know, it's the originator of everything. So, South African hip-hop has been quiet this year. Especially looking at our bigger artists, you know, like the likes of AKA, Casper, because that's like the top tier guys. You know, AKA has released his album not so long ago, Touch My Blood, which I feel like it was the best project. It was a good project. It had like, you know, a couple of joints that was, you know, smashing records. Do I think it's like a classic? You know, I know a couple of songs by heart. You know when you know a couple of songs by heart, that's maybe even the entire project. That's when you know that, like, you know, an album is a classic or not. And Casper released, was it Short and Sweet? I don't know even one song in that album because I guess it was a quiet album, so I don't know if it should be categorized or it shouldn't under hip-hop or... So it's a bit tricky situation. So it's been a quiet year so far from the top tier guys. But you know, with this absence of the, you know, the main men, the game, that actually gave rise to the whole new wave. Cause you know, I don't know where you actually can actually classify Aries and Nasty in the game right now. Because Aries, I feel like this year has really stepped up. You know, with that Reese Effect album that he released, which I feel like it's a very good album. His sound, man, is, you know, it sounds, obviously you can tell there's so much Drake influence, so much American influence. The raps are good. And the fact that, like, you know, he's always rapping in English, you know, it kind of creates a market for him, especially from the youth. Because today's hip-hop, to be quite honest, most of the youth, they don't really like these guys who are rapping in Fnac, which I don't know why. This is just my opinion. You know, we don't have, you know, Zulu, Betty, or Tswana banging niggas at the moment in the game. So most of the niggas who are actually, you know, popping are guys who are actually rapping English. Guys like Big Hash, he's one of those guys who had like a good album this year. You know, like somebody who's new, the first project, like they always say, the first project is always the best project because, you know, you had your whole time and your whole entire life to make that album. But for him, in his case, I'll think he's mad talented because he's young. So I can't say he had all his life to actually prepare for that album. So, because people actually use that same line on Bryson Tiller. Which made sense because Bryson Tiller is a bit older, so you can tell that probably, yes, you can use that analogy that he actually prepared that album for his entire life. So, and moving forward, the other guys who are actually popping a bit, of which I know like one song or two, which is like, you know, I don't know, what do they call them, Champagne 69 or what? But yeah, I feel like they had like a sound, but consistency is one of those things that I don't think they'll pull through with. Who else in SA that has a wave right now that we are forgetting? Oh, obviously guys like Flame, now because they left the Wrecking Crew, like, okay, cool, but the whole Wrecking Crew, and they had a unique sound and they were popping and I liked the whole vibe they were actually creating and the whole wave they were creating for themselves. But I guess even with Flame and Eko leaving the crew, you know, it's I feel like the guys are gonna do it on themselves. It's not like, you know, although that Aries cosign was big for them, but now I feel like they're well established for themselves and they have, like, you know, a market. So it's going to be good seeing them going head to head. I don't know if they're going to, you know, throw a couple of diss songs back and forth. But I don't think it's worth it. For them, like, I don't think it's worth it. But plus, I don't really want to hear a this song from Flame or Yoko, that would be lame. Their lyrical capacity is not that high. Maybe, you know, I see it going one way. You know, Reese kind of like abusing them lyrically. So, yeah. And who else? Heavywave. Who else? Heavywave. Oh, okay, cool. I almost forgot J-Money. J-Money, you know, is one of those guys that mad talented, sing, rap, you know, type of niggas, same as Big Ash. I think the whole new wave of the new school, you know, is gonna produce the same niggas who can do a little bit of both, rap and sing at the same time. So J-Money is one of those guys that, you know, obviously, you know, they have their own market, and I like the way he came up. Most of you guys in SA, they don't even need radio play, you know, TV, MTV, you know, Trace, all that type of stuff. Now, this new wave, they're just doing it on themselves, and they're using YouTube. So I like the fact that they came with a new approach into the game, and, you know, it's kind of teaching this old school niggas in the game a couple, two tricks, you know, how to do this stuff going into the future. So basically, I feel like, you know, in terms of like longevity and forecasting for, you know, forecasting hip-hop in like the next 10 years, I feel like SA hip-hop is in good hands. No lie, we have like new rappers that are actually doing well, but you know, you can't really compare the two markets, you know, especially South Africa and USA. You know, it's just different. It's just too different. I feel like us, we just like more of like followers. We just copy the ways that they have, and then we kind of duplicate them like here locally. It has been working for years, so yeah. Who else am I forgetting that is really popping right now that people can actually gravitate to and can give their music an ear? Maybe that's at least who I actually listen to, but yeah, that's who I actually listen to in the South African hip hop space. Yeah, I'm not gonna categorize, I'm not gonna name guys like Peter Ugly. I feel like Peter Ugly's just been doing too long, so it would be quite unfair and, you know, a little bit disrespect to actually mention him in the new school, but let me just give him like a mention indeed. But I don't think he's a new school type of nigga. I feel like he's been in the game, he just got his shine currently. And Sly, you know, Sly is a talented guy. Taylor Man, I'm not gonna mention Nasty Man. Nasty's an OG, of course. So yeah, but I feel like the biggest question is, should South Africa have our own XXL list, you know, of freshman list of, you know, every year of niggas who are actually coming in the game? Like, do you think like we should actually have that? Because in a way that creates, you know, it's good to, it creates a gauge for the game, so we know if the game is dry of new players, which I mean like rappers, because sometimes if you don't have a gauge, or maybe like a group of certain people that came up together, sometimes we even forget that we know we miss a new sound in the whole industry. So sometimes I feel like somebody, maybe Sleeker is the one that is in the best position to actually come up with the makers and like that. This grouping, you know, the best new rappers that, you know, came out, and maybe let them go for like a cypher, nyana. So yeah, something like that. So yeah, but I feel like I'm just gonna end it here today. But like the next segment, we'll be talking about USA, like, you know, American hip hop. How we think about it from African perspective, and how it has actually influenced South African hip hop, African hip hop in general, and some of the rappers that are in Africa, South Africa, Nigeria, because South Africa, Nigeria is like this two countries that has like the most banging rappers currently. So I feel like, yeah, we're gonna talk about those rappers that are from these two countries that can actually make it or compete in the American market. So yeah, just mention a few for that segment, Nesty, I feel like, will be one of those that can actually do compete in that market. And yeah, I'll save the rest for the next segment. Peace out, man. It was nice having this segment. It is the first podcast we have. We still don't have the name as yet, but once I get the extra crew members into the whole podcast, we'll talk about it. I don't want to come with the whole name and everything by myself, and the next thing you find that the guys are not even down for it. So yeah, I hope everybody has like a good Saturday. Go out, have fun, drink if you drink, but do everything responsibly. For those who are preparing for the exams, yeah, you know, go hard in that lab. You know, we all have to prosper at the end of the day. Give your all in everything that you're going to be doing today. If you're going to drink, go hard. If you're going to be, you know, studying, go hard. If you're going to be working, do that hard too. So yeah, see you guys later.